Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
Let's talk about vibration plate today. Vibration plate is a very, very interesting modality because it became very, very popular several years ago. And just like any rehabilitation modality, and you hear this over and over again from anyone who talks about rehabilitation in horses, we just do not have enough research. So I'd like to tell you first what is research-based, and then I'll tell you what my opinion is. And I hope, and then I tell you what, how do we treat it in real life, in cases, right? Because sometimes the research is a little bit behind the clinical usage or the clinical applications, or and that's the way it is pretty much with a lot of sciences. So the vibration plate, what kind of research do we have? Well, one, we have some research that in people, they have used it for kids that have some autistic problems. Interesting. They have used it in horses. There's a research out there trying to prove that it increases back muscle strength. I'm not sure how good that research is, but it is out there, okay? There is some evidence that it calms the horses down. When the horses are in the vibration plate, they feel a little bit more relaxed. They're trying to prove, but not 100%, they're trying to prove that it might increase hoof growth. Not 100%. Another thing that they're trying to prove is that it helps with bone density. How does it do that? Well, let's say a horse is being in the stall for a long period of time, 30 days plus more. That horse, just like a person in bed, is going to start losing calcium from the bones. Remember, if you don't use it, you lose it. Whatever you don't use, you will lose. The same thing happens with horses and bones. If they're standing in a stall because they have a bad tendon injury, they have a bad bone injury, these horses will lose a lot of condition, will lose muscle, will lose calcium, etc. So a lot of us are using that information to put the horses in the vibration plate. And we're trying to prove that it decreases the bone loss for when the horses are stalled for a long period of time. So that we know it does. Everything else is speculation. Everything else is opinion. For example, we can say that, yeah, use it for the tendon rehabilitation. There's no evidence that it's going to rehabilitate tendon. We use it for arthritis. There's no evidence that it works for arthritis. There is some clinical and maybe clinical experience that it helps for that. For example, I had a friend who's a jockey, well, was a jockey, and unfortunately had a horrible accident. The horse flipped, he fell on his head, and he fractured a vertebra. The way this fracture happened, they had to put a screw in his vertebra. And when they put a screw, it pinched a nerve. So you can imagine that this guy was in a lot of pain, daily pain. Well, he couldn't ride horses anymore, but he really, really wanted to work with horses. So he went to the racetrack and he told some trainers, hey, I just want to do something. And the trainer said, what can you do? He said, well, I can hold horses. So his job was holding horses in the vibration plate. And what did he do? He actually got on the vibration plate. And it's amazing, after many, many weeks doing that every day, he tells me and he showed me how his flexibility changed, his pain changed. It didn't fix him, okay? But it helped him a lot. It helped him a lot to recover from his back injury. So that there's no research to prove it. It's just that is one case, right? One example on how we use that information, and then now we go and treat horses based on that type of information. A good testimonial, help, now we use it. And that's kind of how the vibration plate has evolved. That's how we use a lot of this modality. Yes, of course, more research has to happen. But we know, and owners tell me, trainers tell me, yeah, we see some improvement, we see some changes. We just cannot prove it yet scientifically. what happens. So that's a little bit about the vibration plate. How do we use it? What's the science? What's our opinion? Remember, any questions you have about any of these modalities, feel free to reach out to us, 352-307-3690. Post your questions on our podcast. If you like it, give us a thumbs up. If you don't like it, comment, I'll change it.